All right, welcome back. Final segment, Hobbo and Darren in studio tonight. We thank Dan Bonner for joining us in the first half hour of the program. The first thing we're going to do right now is go down through the Olympic report, and Darren will bring it to you, and I'll react.
We got a lot going on right now at this time of year, and I tell you, it's a rough weekend to be a WHO fan, but we've got some good news, too. But just like the men, the women's basketball team had its season come to an end in the second round of their tournament. The ladies suffered a 61-55 loss at James Madison yesterday afternoon in the women's NIT. So the ladies have finished their season as well, 20-13 on the year in Coach Broyles' fifth year with the
program. That's one thing we'll have to put on the calendar for Who's Talking Season 9 is to have her back on. We've had her on the show in the past. Did not have her on this year. We probably need to catch up with her next year and then see where she feels the program is at this stage.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they had a little bit of a slow start, but finished well, finished strong, and I know hope to do better than they did in the NIT. Baseball on the road this past weekend, the number 11 baseball squad squared off against the number 10. So you had the 10 and 11 teams playing, the number 10 Clemson Tigers, that is. And our squad dropped two of the three-game series. The two losses moved the Cavaliers to 15-5 on the year. Who's returned to action? The two-game series against Towson tomorrow and Wednesday at Davenport. Both games are scheduled to start at 4 p.m. And UVA hosts Duke in its first home AC series this coming weekend.
Yeah, they lost two out of three to Carolina, but on the road, and then two out of three to Clemson. And Clemson and North Carolina both have become traditional power teams in the college baseball.
Yep, higher ranked programs
this
year.
So Virginia, you know, I mean, you always want to win these series, but at least they didn't get swept. They got a win at both places, and hopefully they'll start winning some of these series beginning this weekend against Duke.
Yeah, our young squad is looking well, though. Number three, Notre Dame outlasted number 13, Virginia, though, in men's lacrosse in overtime, 11-10 on Saturday night at Clockner. UVA is now 5-3 on the year, and they've lost all three of their lacrosse games this season by just one goal. Virginia's back in action on Saturday when they travel to number 14 John Hopkins, which should be a barn burner of a game.
Frank is our lacrosse expert. He's not here, but I think he's encouraged. You know, I mean, you hate to lose.
Lars,
as you say, the three losses have been by one goal each time. So this is a team that clearly is getting better, and hopefully by the end of the season they'll be ready to compete successfully in the NCAA tournament.
Yep, and the unranked women's lacrosse team won its ACC opener 15-5 over number 10 Notre Dame as well on Saturday at Clockner. Wednesday, the ladies' Hoos will travel to Harrisonburg to face JMU before returning home this weekend to take on number 16 Duke. The number 3 men's tennis team is 15-0. I'm not sure how you're number 3 and you're 15-0.
And defending national champions.
And defending national champions.
Well, that's right. We're not getting to a Rodney Dangerfield of college tennis.
Defeated Notre Dame by a final score of 6-1 Saturday in Indiana. The Hoos will play at NC State Friday before returning home and hosting Duke on Sunday at 1 in Charlottesville. Women's team also continued to hold an unblemished record in conference play, going on the road and posting a 4-3 win over Notre Dame. A lot of games against the Irish this week. The win kept the Cavaliers undefeated in ACC matches and snapped an 11-match win streak for the nationally ranked Irish. Ladies return to action Friday, and they'll kick off a road stretch at number 18 Duke. Track and field wrapped up. The U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association named four members of our men's program as All-Americans for the indoor season. Honors went to senior Jordan Young, junior Pobo Efikoro, senior Zach Harriet, and freshman Jordan Scott. Young was also named the ACC Men's Field Indoor Performer of the Year. I think our program finished up 14th or 16th on the year.
I thought Hobo, that was me. No, that's Hobo.
Hobo. Swimming and diving, the women finished up. The Cavaliers finished the last night of the NCAA Female Swimming and Diving Championship Saturday. Two swimmers taking home a medal. Leah Smith, our Olympian, grabbed the team's first medal of the night, earning the silver in the 1650-yard freestyle. Smith received her 13th All-America honor, tying her for the most first team all appearances in program history. UVA finished the meet as the 12th overall team in the nation. The men are preparing for their NCAA championships that will begin on Wednesday.
And I think we had some wrestling news, right?
And finally, that's right. It was a big weekend for the grapplers. They had the NCAA championships in St. Louis. Of note, senior George DiCamillo matched the best individual finish in Virginia wrestling program history Saturday. He finished as runner-up at 141 pounds, and in the championship round, he battled the top-seeded and defending NCAA champion, but lost the bid for the program's first individual champion. The runner-up finish matches the best finish by a Virginia wrestler at the NCAAs. Virginia finished 15th in the standings, in the team standings, tying the best finish under Coach Garland's tenure. DiCamillo and Jack Mueller both earned All-America honors by virtue of their finishes, and it marked the first time in the program history for Virginia to have two wrestlers advance to the semifinals in the same season. So a pretty good year for our wrestlers
as
well.
Yeah, Steve Garland, what a terrific guy. We've had him on many times. Just absolute passion and enthusiasm. And the LeClaire Ryan Player of the Game, we're going to give co-honors to our wrestling finalist.
Yep, DiCamillo taking it to the final round there where he had to face the defending champion.
And then I was also just going to give a tip of the hat to Mariel Shayok for his performance against UNCW. On a more positive note, we didn't really have any players of the game from the Florida game, but certainly Mariel Shayok came off the bench, scored 23 points to help rally the Hoos against the
UNC
Wilmington team.
Without his performance, I'm not sure there would be a game against Florida.
Winning that first game, I think there was an article in the newspaper over the weekend saying winning your first game in the tournament is never easy unless you're a one seed, maybe playing a 16. But otherwise, these games can be pretty darn competitive. So congratulations to the Hoos for at least getting a W there. So that's four consecutive NCAA tournament appearances where Virginia at least has won a game. Obviously, last year won three games before going out in the regional final. Just some housekeeping things here in our final moments. We have two shows remaining next Monday, the 27th, and then Monday, April the 3rd, will be our final regular season show of Who's Talking Season 8. We will probably do a bonus show to wrap things up in early June because we want to pay due homage to baseball, lacrosse, tennis, and all
the spring sports.
That have a tendency to do very well at the University of Virginia.
We'll have some news here pretty soon on the football front. Spring football underway
spring
here in
April.
Spring
football coming, and that's a good point. A reminder, we are going to try to secure Bronco Mendenhall to be on the show either next week or the following Monday. I'll be reaching out to the athletic department tomorrow to see if we can nail that down. We have not heard from Coach Mendenhall for a while now. Football team has kind of gone under the radar, so it's going to be kind of important to maybe get an assessment from him as to where he feels things are following an admittedly maybe disappointing year last year with only two wins.
Well, you know, he's had the winter workouts and an eye on the team for spring ball. He should have a good idea of what he wants to do as the summer rolls around and gets the team prepared for the fall. We're done with basketball, but we've still got Omaha to look forward to and the
tennis
team.
Well, the Hoos are done with basketball. it's a big coming weekend, and in that regard, do you have any ideas? Who's your final four at this stage?
Probably going to go with the traditional powers. I think Arizona will come out of the West. I think West Virginia, Gonzaga will be interesting. But UNC, Kansas, and then Wisconsin out of the bracket that the Hoos were in.
Well, Wisconsin, the East region is probably the one that's the most fascinating because you don't really have a front runner there. But at any rate, again, we thank you for listening tonight. Look forward to having you join us again next Monday night. Frank will be back. Go Hoos. Talk to you soon.